Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. We'd like to read a scripture. Amen. As we open up, amen, our service on today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, coming out of Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind pass over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen and amen and amen. And we want to thank God for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. And we'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. And welcome, amen, to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen on our Praise Wednesday when we come to lift up Jesus. Amen. Just in a little different way. Amen. We lift up Jesus every day. Here, glory be to God, but we're just doing things just a little bit differently, amen, and so we breastfeed the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right, please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on, keep on, keep on, amen, coming on back, amen, coming on back, and we blessfeed the name of Jesus. All right, all right. Today, amen, we want to begin our services, amen, with our brother Reed. Amen, he's going to be sharing with us a reading, amen, that he has, amen, in his archives and whatever else, amen, he's put together over there. Amen. Today we ask if you have any poetry, anything creative that you would like to share with us today. Amen. Glory be to God. We encourage you, amen, not to be ashamed, not to be embarrassed, amen, not to feel unqualified. Amen. Glory be to God. Just do your thing. Amen. Just do your thing. Amen. Ask the Lord to lead you. Amen. And so we are poets and we don't know it. And we had so much fun on last week. We said we would come back this week and we will pick up. Amen. And so for those of you that shared last week, you can share again. Amen. And for those of you who didn't share, we pray, amen, that you will be encouraged, amen, to share a little something with us. Amen. Doesn't necessarily have to rhyme. Amen. Doesn't have to be, you know, 15 minutes long. You know, we don't need all that. You know, that doesn't qualify. You know, that's not the criterion. Amen. As I was focusing on poetry, amen. Poetry, amen, it's just an expression, amen, powers of expression, amen, that's how it's defined, powers of expression, powers of the imagination, and that's all it is, you're just expressing yourself, you know, glory be to God, so that comes in all forms, shapes and sizes, amen, and it's all beautiful, beloved, when it's from the heart, amen. Glory be to God. So all of us have untapped potential. Amen. Still being developed. Amen. This is what God is doing. He's bringing out all of that in us. Amen. Glory be to God. And so why don't you make a discovery today, amen, that you are a poet. Amen. And now you know it, and now we know it too. Amen. And so that's where we are today. Amen. And we give God all the praise, all the glory. Amen. And we give God all the honor. All right, so let us begin with Brother Reed this morning. Amen. Glory be to God for his reading on today, and we will take it from there. Amen. Good morning, Brother Reed. God bless you, and the floor is yours.
And good morning, Pastor. And good morning to all of my prayer partners. And good morning to God, who has allowed us to come together once again to see another day. Father, thank you for allowing me to once again share your words, your love, your all in all on this day, Wednesday, July the 28th, 2021. It is the day after the 27th, the B-Day, the birthday of Miss Sherry Williams, the beautiful, magnificent, and most glorious young lady that brought my wife, Rhonda, to me some 53 years ago. And she is the brother, she is the sister of my childhood best friend, Bruce Williams, who was killed July 1969. And that day changed my life forever. That's the day that God allowed me to go to Temple University Upward Bound program. And because of that, I was able to move from my childhood gang war days to a life of opening up, seeing what education was really about. So I am thankful for July, for again celebrating the birthday of the young lady that brought me and my wife together, and the sister of my best friend. So once again, good morning, Pastor. Good morning, my prayer partner. Today I would just like to share with you Saturday, Our Daily Bread, where it spoke of God carries us. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to once again say, there you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carried his son. All the way you went until you reached this place. And let's do Deuteronomy 131. In 2019, Hurricane Dorian overwhelmed the island of the Bahamas with intense rain, wind, and flooding. The worst natural disasters in the country history. As he sheltered at the home with his adult son, who had cerebral palsy, Brent knew they needed to leave. And even though Brent was blind, my God, even though he was blind, he had to save his son. Tenderly, he placed him over his shoulder and stepped into 10 deep water to carry him to safety. If an earthly father faces a great obstacle, is eager to help his son, think of how much more our Heavenly Father is concerned about his children. In the Old Testament, Moses recalled how God carried his people even as they experienced the danger of faltering faith. Yes, Lord, even with them losing faith, God was there to carry them. He reminded the Israelites of how God has delivered them, providing food and water in the desert, fighting against their enemies, and guiding the Israelites with pillars of cloud and fire. Meditating on the many ways God acted on their behalf, Moses said, "There you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carried his son." My brothers and sisters, my prayer partners, ladies and gentlemen, please remember, no matter what challenges you are faced with, always remember that God is there to carry you through. Loving God, help me remember that you carry me even when I don't feel it. I'm going to repeat that because many of us are lifted many times and we don't even know it and we don't even feel it. And the most hurtful thing about it, we don't even say thank you, God, for it. Loving God, help me remember that you carried me even when I don't feel it. Thank you for your strength and compassion. Father, today, even with all the things we are going through, we know that you are carrying us through. And Father, we thank you for your strength, your compassion, your love, and as Joe always say, your peace and your grace. To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor, once again for allowing me to share.
Amen, amen, and thank you for sharing, Brother Reed. Amen, and truly amen. There you saw how the Lord, your God, carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful scripture, beautiful reading, beautiful sharing. Amen, and God bless you. Amen, and have an awesome, awesome, and awesome day. Amen. And thank God for the woman, amen, who brought you and your wife together, amen, and your best friend, sister, I think that's what you said, amen,
yes,
and yeah, God bless, amen. God bless all the events of our past that have brought us to our present, taking us into our future, amen. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, and thank you, Pat.
Amen, amen, amen. You're welcome. All right, saints, amen, amen. We want to thank God for Brother Reed, amen. We want to thank God for this man of God, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Always in the forefront, and he pays the price for that. He pays the price for that because I'm telling you, the enemy is just constantly, you know, trying to take this brother down, amen. But I'm telling you, he's still standing, and he will continue to stand. Amen. Why? Because, amen, he refuses to be in the background. Amen. He's coming out front. Amen. To lift up our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we want to thank God for him and for his family. Let us continue to keep the Reed family in prayer. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. If there's anybody up for the challenge today, amen, let's hit the number one. Amen. If you have a reading, amen, some creativity, amen, if you'd like to share with us, amen, being a poet, amen, and not knowing it, or maybe you do know it, amen, glory be to God, yeah, amen, some special expression, amen, today, amen, of powers of expression or of your imagination, amen. We welcome to hear from you, amen, glory be to God, amen. So just hit the number one on your phone, that'll put you in queue. Amen, and we know, amen, that you are there, amen, and you want to share on today, amen, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, all right, all right, is there anyone? All right, we have someone in queue this morning. Give me one second here. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, the floor is open. Good morning. The floor is open. We have somebody in queue. Did you hit the number one? Maybe you hit it by mistake. The last four digits of your phone number, 17, is 1376. Okay. I guess that person changed their mind. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Is there anyone else this morning? Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a reading you'd like to share with us, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just hit the number one on your phone. Okay. While you're thinking about it this morning, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'd like to share something that an expression. Amen. An expression, an internal expression. Amen. As I wrote this, sitting here. Amen. Glory be to God. Right before we went on live. Amen. And I'm going to call this, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I'm just going to say what's on my heart. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you and what you intend to do, but as for me and my house, we are all the way in. I do decree, I do declare, I shout aloud, the King of Kings, and he's coming back in the clouds. No, I don't know about you and what you intend to do, I don't want to be found getting ready, but already ready. Nothing else is worth it. Nothing else is worth me missing my eternal appointment. That's what I'm going to do. So help me God. Amen. And so that's my poem on today. Amen. I don't know what you're going to do. If I had to give that a title, amen, and work that out, I would say, I don't know what you're going to do. But I know what I'm going to do. So help me God. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Looks like we have somebody in queue this morning. Amen. Let's try this again. Amen. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Sister Inquinetta. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Oh, okay. It didn't
good
come
morning.
To the net last time.
Good
morning.
Yes, good morning.
This is the message to our children. If you're a child that has gone astray, don't you understand your violence is ruining the city? Too many guns shooting down children, maiming them, scarring them, taking their lives. Mothers are crying all over this city. Will their child be next or will there be pity? Young men, think about your mother today. Your death or the death of another is a high debt to pay. Put down the destruction and give the gift of life. Because you know what? Jesus can still save your life. God bless.
That was short and beautiful. That was beautiful. Amen. A message to our children. Amen. That was powerful. Amen. That was powerful. You gave the message and the remedy all there at the same time. That's beautiful. Amen. Because Jesus can still save your life. Amen. A message to our children. Yeah, that's one that needs to be broadcast. Amen. All throughout the city there. Amen. Glory be to God. That's a good one there. That's a good one. That's going on the back of somebody's T-shirt. That's enough. That's not too much to go on the back of a T-shirt. Amen. A billboard or something. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's get the message out here. Amen. To God be praise, glory, and all honor. Amen. Well, thank you for taking the challenge, Sister Aquanetta. Amen.
Like
we appreciate
all the time.
Isn't that something?
I write about what I see.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was written a while back.
Wow.
We would have never known that,
amen. If we wasn't, we would have never known that. But now we do, amen. That's beautiful, amen, amen. What are you gonna do with that, amen? Glory be to God. What are you gonna do with all this beautiful poetry here? Because I can tell you, you're onto something here.
I have poems. I write poetry. Just when I see something, it can be one word, and I just write freehanded from the heart, and I really am being pushed to put it in a book because it's all through the house.
Whatever I can do to push you some more, go
oh,
all
God
the way.
Bless. That's what I need. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, go all the way. Amen.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
God bless.
Amen. Yeah, I see your gift there. Amen. Wow. A poet in the background. Oh, wow. A poet in the background. Wow. I like that. Let me write that down. A poet in the background. All right, sister. Amen. Keep working it. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless. All right. All right. All right. A message to our children. Wasn't that beautiful, saints? All right, hallelujah. Let me write this down here. A poet in the background. I feel something working with those words. All right, all right, all right. Okay, we have a couple people in queue this morning. Glory be to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman.
Good morning.
Giving God, honor to God. This morning I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to read one of my son's writing. He just wrote it yesterday, and he sent it to me. And it's a tribute to his late fiance. If I was to tell you the most interesting story I know, it would be about a boy and a girl. It would be filled with love and laughter and adventure. But the hero would not save the fair maiden at the end of this tale. No, this story wouldn't have a happy ever after, only slow tragedy. I would tell you about her, a girl made of sunshine reflecting off of the morning dew, of honeysuckle and bird songs, and the joyful note at the end of a child's laughter. I could write an entire novel on just her smile alone, a smile so warm and genuine, it instantly made me a better man. I missed that smile, but I guess God needed it more then to be his muse, because the universe was painted mostly in black after he lost his inspiration on the seventh day. It's the only explanation I will accept for him stealing her from existence. He stole my world from me to paint us into a masterpiece. But what is a tiny world of insignificance mortal man compared to all of creation, everything? The end.
Wow. That's your son wrote that on yesterday? But this shows that this here is a generational gift. This is all in the family line. Amen. Glory be to God. You spoke earlier, amen, about how God, amen, had to come through, amen, and chop up the generational curses in your life, amen. But I see, amen, that all of that has been replaced with this generational blessing here. Poetry, that is really a writing in a whole different statue. I mean, that's from a whole different angle there. Wow. Wow, that is beautiful. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. And what did he give it a title?
No, he didn't.
What was the last sentence you read on that?
Okay, what it says, what is the tiny world of insignificant mortal man compared to of all creation, everything?
Wow, that's a good title for that too. I would call it everything. Amen. That is beautiful. Tell Donald to keep it. Shoot, both of y'all need to be sitting down with the publishers. Mother and son. Glory be to God. And your daughter got the artwork. Boy, I'm telling you. Millions of dollars. Mega blessings to the body of Christ and to this generation. Wow, I see so much in that. Wow, that was really, I don't know. I got to figure out the right words for that one there. I got to go back and listen to that again. That's from a whole different angle. Amen. So God bless you, Donald. Amen. And keep writing. Amen. And thank you for sharing that with us today. Amen, Minister. Joanne, amen. That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. Please encourage him to keep it going. Please encourage him. And I'm sure he will as he follows his mama. Amen. And God bless you and thank you for sharing. All right. We see someone else in queue on this morning. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm actually looking for something, but in the interim, when we did this last week, I thought of this, but I didn't get up to write. So when I got up, I just wrote a couple of things. So many, many years ago, I entered a poem that the Lord gave me, and it was called I Am My Mother's Daughter. So I don't remember all the words that I wrote. But just sitting here, I wrote a few words. Lost my mother. I didn't lose her. She's in heaven. But that's the terminology we use. She is in heaven, and I look forward to the day when we see her again. But I am my mother's daughter. Standing tall and strong, I am my mother's daughter. Bright and happy, I am my mother's daughter. Wise and warm, I am my mother's daughter. Caring and concerned, I am my mother's daughter. Loving and genuine, I am my mother's daughter. And she would definitely say, you are your mother's daughter.
Amen. Amen. I am my mother's daughter. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As you were sharing, Minister Norwood, amen, I heard the Lord say the Poet's Corner. We have discovered the Poet's Corner over here. I'm telling you, amen, just the expression, the freedom of expression, amen, glory be to God, the depth of our expressions, amen, glory be to God, the communications of our expressions. This is really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm just so happy that all this was discovered. Amen. And we can just see the jewels and the gold. Amen. And the beauty within all of us. Amen. Glory be to God. That potential rising to the surface. And especially when you share it. Amen. Especially it makes a difference when you share it. Sister Aquanetta says she's been writing for years. Amen. All of that is on somebody's dining room table or we have in some box somewhere. Glory be to God. And it should be in the bookshelf. It should be, you know what I mean, encouraging. These type of readings are encouragement. Amen. They are encouraging. You don't realize, amen, as you all shared today, amen. You know, that's encouragement. Amen. And you might say, oh, it's just a little something. I am my mother's daughter. Or it's just a little something, everything. No, it's a little something, a message to our children. No, it may be a little something to you, amen, but it's a big something to somebody else, amen. So that was really, really beautiful, Sister Norwood. I encourage you, amen, to, you know, I know that you're going to keep it going anyway, but this keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Amen. I am my mother's daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's so beautiful. I was talking with Erica last night, and I said those same words in reverse. Amen. I said, well, Erica, you are, amen. I am, you are my daughter. Amen. So I was saying, I am your mother, and you are my daughter. Amen. In our communication. So I said the same thing in a different way. So thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. And thank you, amen, for sharing. Amen. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Yes, God bless you.
You're welcome. And I think that's what I was looking for, if I could just share it very briefly. So it's around forgiveness. Two thoughts here. We forgive to the extent that we love. I thought that was very profound when I read it. We forgive to the extent that we love. And then this one, forgiveness is the fragrance the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Mark Twain said that. Forgiveness is the fragrance the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That always resonates with me when I read that in my devotional. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, that's some powerful stuff there. That's some powerful stuff. Glory be to God. And also we forgive to the extent we love. Ooh, my God, Jesus. Woo! Boy, that squeezes you real tight. That squeezes the juice out you there. Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing, Minister Norwood. We appreciate it. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. All right. Isn't this beautiful thing? Say amen. Glory be to God. We have a couple other people in queue this morning. Let me see. All right. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, my sister.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. And good morning to all of our prayer partners. I give glory and honor and praise to the Lord this morning and thanking him for another day, brand new mercies I see. I just have a short poem that was written, and I'd like to just read it and then tell you who actually produced this poem, okay? It says, well, dear ones, I'm home now, and I feel just grand. Oh, what peace in this heavenly land. St. Peter came to meet me at the pearly gates. Praise be to God, I wasn't late. Sounds of the angels were a true delight as I entered the stairwell to finish my flight. Everything went just as God planned, so please don't mourn, just understand. God loves me too. And this is a poem that was written by Mother Naomi. And I just wanted to share it because it's one of my favorites. So I thank and praise God for you all this morning, and thank you for allowing me to share. Everyone have a wonderful, blessed day. It's Kathy Miller.
Yes, and we know who this is, and you sound as strong as a horse in a stall. I'm telling you, you sound strong, you sound good. Amen. And then you come sharing Mother Naomi's writing. What a blessing. What a blessing. We thank God for that mother in Zion and her legacy. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Mother Naomi over there writing stuff down. Go ahead, Mother. And thank God that you have it. Yeah, thank God that you keep, you know, you have that. Amen. That wasn't thrown in the trash. Amen. But you're carrying that with her legacy. Amen, and sharing it with the world. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy.
Too, I love you all so very much.
Thank you, and we love you too. Amen, glory be to God. And you know you're always in our prayers, and I'm telling you, I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to tell you how you sound. You sound good. Amen. So we decree it's going to get better and better and better and better and better. Amen. Thank you so much. And what did Mother Naomi title that?
She, let's see. Well, dear ones.
Well, dear ones. Okay. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't even need a title because really after to the hearer will develop their own title. Amen. It's our takeaway. You know, whatever grabs us, amen, and we create our own title, amen. Oh, that's another one, y'all, amen, create your own title. And somebody can take that one, amen, and run with that. Y'all poets out there, amen, just write, amen, and tell your audience, amen, create your own title, amen. Hallelujah. But this is the message, and so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, thank you, Sister Kathy. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. All right, all right, all right. We have time for one more. If we just hit the number one, and we have, let me see, a birthday that we want to acknowledge on today. All right, so before we go to the birthday, this is C. Has everyone spoken who desires to speak? Just hit the number one. Don't be scared. All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Okay. We have one more. Amen. We'll take that now. Amen. Lord's willing. Give me 1 second here. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear family and my wonderful friends, and giving honor to the most gracious High Only God, thanking him this morning as he got all of us to get up this morning. And as I heard many poems and poetries and things from the Word of God and many other things that God put in our hearts. And I just thank him so much this morning to be a part of this wonderful family. And my last writing is on my brother that passed May 23rd, and I am one of the writers in the family. We have many, but they always choose me to write or stand up or speak or whatever. But this morning I'm speaking about my brother, and he died May 23rd of this year. And it's called Hey Harv. His name is Harvey, but they call him Harv. It says, Hey Harv, he's my brother. A lot of wonderful memories we shared, and you are the one I genuinely cared. You became my brother by birth. I couldn't have chosen a better one on earth. We grew together in hope and love. You was the angel sent straight from above. You truly was so silly as you could be. Seeing us together, everyone could see. The one thing about you I love, it didn't matter what people thought or cared. You did what you wanted through a smile or a joke, because that was a good way you treated your family and friends and other folks. And I went on to say, it's so hard to say goodbye. May the road rise up to meet you. The winds be always on your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face. The rain fall soft on your field. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. And I just thank God this morning because he's given me strength. As I know other families has went on to glory, and all three of mine, and I still give God glory because he's given me strength with new tasks of things to do, visiting more to other people that's sick or ill or whatever way God directs me this morning, and praying for this wonderful prayer line and the laughter of many of spiritual things, Reverend Bradford, that you have given to the prayer line and all the prayer line itself. It just fills me up, and I just take it everywhere I go, and I mention each one of your names and whatever gifts that God has given you and bestowed upon you. I just ask God just to keep continuing to bless us together as one, and certainly we are poet and don't even know it. But, Lord, I just thank you for my gift. I thank you for my love. I thank you for the love that you have given to me to pass on to others. Even when people knock us down, we never get that knocked down. Like you said, we are the victors and not the victims. So everybody have a blessed day, have a blessed way, and God bless you in everything that you say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. Hey, Harv. He's my brother. Hey, Harv. He's my brother. Amen. Thank you, my sister. Amen. Amen. For sharing. Amen. Your love. Amen. For your brother and in that expressions of that. Amen. Glory be to God. We heard you loud and clear. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a beautiful reading. Amen. Glory be to God. And we continue to keep you and your family, amen, lifted in prayer, amen, for the transition of Harv that took place on the 23rd of May. Amen. And you will see him again. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. And keep writing. Keep writing. Come on, y'all. Amen. This is just stage one. This is stage one. We know now. All right. So we got to take this thing all the way out. We need books. Amen. We need contracts. Come on, y'all. This is why, look, your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts will make room for you. This is why God gives us these gifts. Amen. Glory be to God. First, we have to discover them. And then now after we've discovered them, then the world needs to discover. Amen. Yeah. And so it's going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen because we know that faith without works is absolutely dead. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Quinn. We love you.
I love y'all too. Always.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Saints, amen. We have a birthday today. Amen. Actually, the birthday was yesterday, but... amen. I did not know until afterwards. There was a text on my phone, but I don't always look. I'm not looking at my phone while I'm serving the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So I checked my text messages afterwards, and I noticed that we had missed a birthday. I felt I knew somebody's birthday was coming up, but I didn't know quite who. Amen. So let me see. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's just do a little bit of our birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Amen and amen and amen. Is our minister Denise Jackson on the line?
Bless the Lord, Pastor. I am here. Good morning.
Bless the Lord, Minister Jackson. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray. Well, you know, officially, amen, every day is our birthday, for real, amen. That's the mindset we need to have, and amen. We missed you on yesterday, but we pray, amen, that your birthday was off the chain. Hopefully, you'll be celebrating all of this week, all of this month, amen, the balance of this year, even in the midst of COVID, amen. Glory be to God, and we pray it was special, amen, because you are a special person in the Lord's kingdom, amen. Minister Denise, you have that, that spirit that don't back up, don't give up, knowing that God is able to do it, amen, standing in the midst of fear and tears, amen, and serving the Lord in his kingdom, amen, and always looking for a way to be a blessing. Amen. So we want to thank God because you are a blessing. Amen. You are a blessing to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and definitely a blessing, amen, to the body of Christ. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for your gifts. Amen. I'm telling you, my God, you have some gifts. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for all of them. Amen. And we just want to celebrate you. Amen. Celebrate you, honor you on your special day, amen, which is yesterday was your birthday, so, but today we honoring you today. Yeah. Today is your birthday, amen. Every day is your birthday, amen. So we love you, we love you, we love you. So I just want to say this morning, amen, from me and from this ministry, amen, we appreciate you, we honor you, we thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God. And all of your years, amen, of sacrifice, amen, in this ministry and in the Lord's kingdom, amen. You can teach the word, you can preach the word, you can pray the word, and most of all, you're living the word, amen. And so we just want to thank God for you. We wish blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings upon you, amen, Mrs. Miller, amen, and your family, amen, everything you ask for, amen, that it will not be denied, saith the Lord. This is your season here of the evidence and the manifestation, amen, of your harvest, amen, that this season is your harvest time in the Lord, amen. So we just pray that this day, that yesterday was just the beginning, the next 365 days, amen, you'll be singing about it, writing about it, shouting about it, amen. Glory be to God of what the Lord has done for you and where he has brought you by faith. So we love you, and happy, 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 and happy, 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 and happy birthday. Amen. And so now we want to give you the floor if there's anything you would like to say at this time.
Amen. Good morning, wonderful, awesome saints of God. I just give God glory. You know, yesterday I knew it was my birthday. I'm not going to say I did. I knew, but when you see the numbers, because I catch Scepter Transportation, public transportation in Philadelphia, and I seen that number up there, July 27. I said, hold it. That looked familiar. And it sunk in me when you see the numbers, you know, for me, or when someone say July the 27th, you know. But like Pastor said, and Pastor, you got many gifts too. You're an author. You're prophetic, because you prophetically spoke in my life just now, Shibidu Shaka. Somebody said that too not too long ago. And I do believe this is a season, a jubilee for each one of us. And it's different areas that God, you know, strategically manifests his glory. In fact, let me rephrase that. His glory is manifested because we all on his line. And I love the poetry. It was just awesome. I started thinking of something, Pastor. But see, we can all be poets, but some people have the gift of poetry, you know? I mean, everybody bought it this morning, but some people are very poetic, just very poetic. They could see a plant and just go in on it, just a tree, just go in on it. God does that. And I want to say this because I've always said it and will continue. We all have gifts. Don't just look at somebody's gifts or look at pastor. You got a gift too. Go before the Holy Spirit. Sanctify yourself, though. Get rid of the garbage. I always say that. You have to have a cleansed heart before you go to Christ. Clean your heart out. Go on, clean your heart out. God will help you cleanse your heart. I have to emphasize that. I don't want to be too long with this. But for any gift for God to be pleased in your gift, for it to be pleasing in his sight, you must have a clean heart. It's very important. That unforgiveness, all this stuff, get rid of that junk because it hinders you for the power. Oh, Sister Nisa, Pastor, why y'all got this? Yeah, you ain't got to hate on nobody's gift. I'm gonna say that too because you got one. This girl at my job and like Pastor Erica Bradford, she's a minister. She's an art designer. Come on now. She's a fashionist. Nisa, she's fashionable. I seen the other day now. You know, in many different areas. I'm starting to create different things around the house. So rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. That's what I wanted to say to everyone. But I tell you, I got a lot of gifts and all these things, but the thing that was hitting me as we went out yesterday was the gift of the Holy Spirit of salvation. That was the greatest gift. My mama and daddy born me now. That's a gift. A child is an awesome gift. As I'm working with children at the school now, Pastor, as I sit there and look at the children make me cry, that is the most delightful thing. God has me in the place that I so delight to be in to teach children because I teach you. They like Mr. Nice again. I said again, say the vowels one more time, A-I-O-U, because I remember Mr. Morgan. My family said, Denise, you never forget that teacher. I don't think I ever, as long as I live. 63, y'all, I'm 6'3". And I think the girls are pretty good. I get around pretty good with some children, too. I said, sit on down. But I can't chase them too long, Pastor. I said, come on, sit on down now. Let me talk to you. Because I'm too old to be chasing you now. But sit on down now. But I love the children. Many of y'all know I've never had a biological child. It makes me cry because I want children to do well. But I let them, they say, can we look at SpongeBob? I said, no. We're allowed to let them look at movies. It's an after-school program. But I said, go on, these A-I-E-I-O-U, and sometimes why? Let's go with this. And so I noticed some of the kids, they excel. So I got to talk about my children. They excel. Some of my Isarian, anything I give them, he breezes right through it. One little Korean little kid, he like, Mr. Nice, my mother gives me 112 words. How profound that is. She teach them words every day. This is how you learn. I tell children, not only spiritually, biblically do I love the word of God. I love, and I see that I do love teaching because, I'm supposed to print out something today, but I ain't going to drill them too much today because we coming to almost the end of the program. But, no, I'm not going to lay up. The other teacher said, let them just, we have relaxed time. I do believe in relaxed time. But no, they go on with them A's and them B's this morning when I get up there in that school. No, I believe in relaxed time. But, no, you can't be relaxed because I want them all to be prepared. And just like each one of us, and that message was profound yesterday when Pastor preached. I was on there. I'd be on and out just because Sister Denise, you don't hear me. I'm here, and I pray for each one of you. You know, I just pray for the life word of Jesus. And son, God woke me up 3 o'clock this morning. I don't know what that was about. I don't know. I've been getting up past the 3 and 4 now. I don't know what it is. But you just continue to seek him. He's pouring something in you, preparing you for something, or warning you. All those elements, shaka little shock, God could be doing. But when at 3 or 4 o'clock summon, heed to it, submit to it. So I love y'all. And like I said, Pastor, you always say reign. You know, you have prepared us to reign. And this platform, this is how it's been for me. And I just want to tell y'all what things I'm doing in my life. I'm working with the children, and I don't boast. I boast in the cross. Let me be very clear. Hear me by the Spirit. Galatians 6:14, I have been asked to come. God won't give me a message. To California with these pastors and apostles. And I said, with all these different people. Me and Sister Gwen used to talk about this 15 years ago, and I told her one day, God will make room for your gifts. You ain't got to worry about that because you're ordained by God. God ordained Shekodosha. I don't want to be long with this. I'm trying to get off this thing. But I want y'all to celebrate your gifts. Celebrate others. That's what I see by myself. I celebrate others out of a pure heart. Celebrate because everybody, I'm going to say, I'm gonna say this, get off your fast. Everybody ain't gonna like when you move into different realms. They ain't gonna like it. But your haters can't do nothing for you though. They can't. What they can do something for you. I'm glad I said that. If you stay focused, distractions come in different areas. So, you know, in September, God's will, because I've been praying about that too. Maybe he's waking me up for that. I don't know what it is. But if he say don't go, Sister Denise ain't going. Like Pastor said, one thing about me, you know, I'm just very, you know, disciplined. I'm becoming disciplined in the spirit. If I hear him say don't get that flight, I ain't getting it. Believe that one. And everything, they and counsel everything too. Let him speak it. I don't know what he's saying, but I'm going there. So rejoice with others who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn out of a sincere heart. We must be compassionate to each other. Be compassionate. And, oh, I said one last thing, but Pastor, the other day, what's the day? I don't even know what the day is. Wednesday. But last week I went to see my mother, eyes moving and everything, because some of y'all know my mother had a stroke April the 17th. Then 2 weeks ago she had what they call a seizure, which these are neurological things. And Pastor Bradford, a lot of you know, God delivered her. The fervent prayers when she had the aneurysm. And all those are brain injuries, Pastor. I didn't know that. My mother, that stroke and that seizure combined together. So y'all don't know. I told my mother, like Sister Gwen always tell me, yeah, I pray for others. God has heard my plea. I said it all shot because I went there and I told my mother, like the little girl, that they thought the little girl that appeared to be dead, but she wasn't dead, y'all. She was asleep. Jesus said, Talitha kuma, which means damsel rise. That's what I said to my mother, Talitha kuma. And then she started moving her arms and everything. Y'all be hating on people don't know the cost of nobody's alabaster box. Stop the foolishness. Let us rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn out of a pure, clean heart. That's my little poetry right there. Rejoice. Rejoice with others. When Pastor have a promotion to go here, rejoice. Sister Antoinetta, rejoice. It's not the hating, because y'all haters, all of y'all doing is elevating somebody, but you're demoting yourself for something glorious. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's something glorious that God had for you. You sitting up there hating on somebody, that you're demoting yourself for an elevation God had for you. Uh-huh. I see y'all. Y'all have a most outstanding day. Minister Denise, I ain't signing out. I'm still right here, Pastor, but I got to head to the school with them children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
All right, well, hang around, amen, because we want to open up the lines, amen, for anybody that want to say anything to you. Thank you so much, amen, for sharing. Amen. Glory be to God, amen. If you have a couple minutes, amen, sister, amen. So let us give the benediction. Amen. And then, amen, we'll open up the lines for anybody, amen, to make any expressions to Minister Denise, amen, preparing for work, amen. So we'll be short and sweet, amen. Father God, we bless you. We say thank you for this service on today. Father, we thank you for the poet's honor. Father God, so beautiful. Oh, my God. It was just beautiful. So much creativity, Father God, and we just say thank you. Father God, and we just ask that you would stir up these gifts, stir up the gifts, Father God, that they might continue to move forward in faith, Father God, for we know our gifts make room for us. Thank you, Father God, for the readings. Father God, we want to say thank you for the sharing. Thank you for the love. Thank you for Minister Denise. Thank you for our birthday, Father God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this. Bless you, God. We just can't say thank you enough. So, Father God, as we move forward this day, Father God, we pray that you will lead us, guide us, direct us, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Father God, we seal this service right now under the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we submit and commit all things unto you, Father, as we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, amen, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. The Lord keep you and bless you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today and tonight at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. We invite you to come, and we invite you to bring somebody with you. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right. Love you, love you, love you. The floor is open. Amen. To anyone, amen, that would like to share any expressions to our minister, Denise. Good morning.
Hi, this is Joanne. How you doing, Denise? Can you hear me?
Let me see. I can hear you. Let me see.
Joanne, I'm right here. I was trying to put some eyeshadow on, trying to be cute.
Yes, Sister Denise. I'm going to read the poem I wrote you. Sister Denise, let me tell you about my sister. There's more than the eyes can see. With brass fullness and boldness and strength for clarity. Never backing down to a challenge with the war cry exclusively. A voice echoing her love for Jesus. She sold out for eternity. She's knowledgeable in her teachings. She's sensitive and kind. I'm glad to say that she's a friend of mine. If you look a little closer, you will see a softer side. Her love for everybody, she surely cannot hide. The greatest love for children is stored up in her heart. She prays for their salvation, the most important part. Her love runs deep. She clings to it. She'll never let it go. Through lonely nights of a thousand tears, a never-ending flow. The struggle that changed her life and set her on the road just for her to proclaim in victory the greatest story to be told. Denise, her name of loveliness, so gifted, clever, and divine. Blessings are on your life. Joy bells are ringing. Angels are singing. And praises for God are entwined. Happy birthday, my beloved sister Denise. Enjoy your day. Peace and grace.
Peace and grace be multiplied 1,000 times to each and every one of you. That poem, that embodies who I am. You know, I don't apologize for some the deep love and the impact that Christ had me, but I'm a no-play person. I see that from my mother. She ain't never played. Some of y'all might have met my mother. She don't play. She don't play in the fact that she's just really genuine and she don't tolerate foolishness. Neither do I. And so some people could take that, but my heart is really genuine and very compassionate. So in the spirit realm, Pastor, that's why I like that warfare. You can't play with demons. That's all I got to say. And you can't play for these things that try to hinder us. I don't like nothing to hinder you or me. And so that's why I fight. And I'll continue to fight in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Good morning. Could you hear me, Sister D.D.?
Oh, Gwen, you know I hear you. I got the necklace on that you gave me. The necklace is sparkling like a diamond. I put it right on. I said I'm going to wear it in school. Yes, I am. I put it right on. Amen.
Well, that song says you deserve it, and certainly your gift fits you and your personality. And I know the good Lord bless us to meet each other almost going on 21 years. And you know, you my more than a friend, more than a sister, you are family. And you know, that's my key word, always to have a bless everything. And my sister, I couldn't go nowhere yesterday, me and David, to come past your sister's house, Francis, to meet up with you and to leave your gift, because you are a gift. And I thank God that you're in my life and you're in my family's life when I was going through, and we lifted each other and we still do. And you invited me to this prayer line, and I've been on it. Can't get off, won't get off. And I know God is good, and I know he's got great anointings all over you and through you and around you. So, my dear sister, you just keep on doing what God has have you to do, and you have a happy, happy everything in Jesus' wonderful name. God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
That's my sister.
Amen.
That's beautiful. Amen. Anybody else want to jump in? Amen. Minister Denise is preparing for work. Amen. So we want to conclude. Anybody else want to jump in real quick? All right. And most of you have her telephone number. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm sure connect with her on Facebook. Amen. All right. Everybody.
So can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. I was saying good morning. Good morning, Sister Denise. I definitely, Brother Jerome, and I definitely would like to wish you a happy birthday. I know that you had a wonderful day yesterday, and as you begin another year of your journey, I know that God is smiling upon you because you are a good foot soldier for him. You're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he can work through you. And as you delight yourself in him, he's promised to give you the desires of your heart. He says there is no good thing that he would withhold from you as you walk upright before him. And so we're just wishing you a very happy birthday and all of your heart's desires, my sister friend. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
God bless you, Minister Norwood. Teacher, I always looked at you as a teacher, and you certainly are. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, amen, amen, amen. We thank everybody. Amen. Hallelujah for sharing today. Amen. Minister Denise, I love you. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. Always will. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody have a most lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We pray. Amen and amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Bless. Amen.
Amen.